聚集我们在他的脚前。
We thank the Lord this morning again. He gathered us before His feet.
我们每次来聚集在主面前，我们的心何等喜乐！
And how our hearts rejoice every time we can gather before Him.
刚才我们唱的诗歌《圣哉，圣哉，圣哉》，是以前我们可以在一起聚会的时候，一起擘饼的时候，我们常常喜欢唱的诗歌。
The hymn we just sang, "Holy, Holy, Holy," is one that we often sing when we gather together, physically.
这边讲到清晨，我们歌声穿云透天而来，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，全能而又慈爱，一神别三位。三位是一神。
Here it says, "Early in the morning, let our songs rise to Thee, and holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity."
虽然我们没有在一起，但是我们的歌声愿意一起来穿云透天而来。我们这样赞美神、敬拜神的时候，也愿主与我们同在。
Even though we're not all here together physically, but yet let our songs and our voices also rise up to the Lord in the morning, and that as we gather, may He be glorified.
那是又公义又慈爱的神。
He is merciful and mighty.
我们愿意这样简单的，我们来到主的面前，把自己让在主的手中。
In such simplicity, we want to come and surrender ourselves into His hands.
早晨愿意我们就存着敬拜的心在主的面前来听他的声音。
This morning with a heart of worship, may we gather before him and listen to his voice.
我们要读三处的圣经。
We want to read three portions of the scripture.
第一处在彼得前书第一章第十三节到十六节。
First in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 to 16.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带给你们的恩。你们既作顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Verse 13. Therefore prepare your minds for actionKeep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were in yours, which were yours in your ignorance. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior. Because it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy."
第二处在彼得后书三章十到十三节。
Secondly, from 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 10 to 13.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。但我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord? Because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth, for in which righteousness dwells.
最后一处在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三到二十四节。
Lastly, in Second Thessalonians, First Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23 and 24.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved completely, without blame at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he will also bring to pass.
Let us have
a further word of prayer.
主，我们来到你的面前，我们实在把自己让在你的手中。
Lord, as we come before your presence, we want to surrender ourselves into your hands.
我们不过是蒙恩的罪人。
We are but sinners saved by grace.
我们何等感谢主的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
How we thank the Lord, and your precious blood has cleansed us from all unrighteousness.
你告诉我们说，我们要圣洁。因为主神你是圣洁的。
You call us to be holy because the God who calls us is holy.
我们的祷告就是求主保守我们每个人全然成圣。哦，主，我们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。哦，在主耶稣来的那个日子，哦，主，我们可以完全无可指责，让主的心得到满足。
So such is our prayer that God will preserve our soul and body and spirit completely.That he may sanctify us entirely until the coming of the Lord.
主，你是信实的，你必成就这事。
Lord, you are faithful, and you will bring it to pass.
哦，主，我们把下面这段时间仰望在主的手中，愿主与我们同在。
Lord, we give the following time into your hands. May your presence be with us.
叫你的心意成就在我们每个儿女当中。
So that your will can be done in all of us.
靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' victorious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我想这段时间影响我们最大的就是病毒的疫情。
And we trust that one thing that affects all of us the most during this time is this pandemic.
当这个疫情越来越严重，我们会想到主来的日子近了。
And as we see the situation gets worse and worse, we naturally think perhaps the Lord's coming is near.
我们很容易会想到说主什么时候来，主怎样来。
And it's easy to make us think, when will the Lord come and how will he come?
但是圣经告诉我们，我们要预备自己，我们要等候主的再来，而不是要预测。
And yet the Bible tells us we need to prepare ourselves and wait for his coming and not to predict how he will come.
所以我们要预备，不是要预测。
So we need to prepare and not to predict.
那我们怎么预备呢？
But how can we prepare?
彼得告诉我们说在这一切事情都要照着主的旨意成就，那这样我们为人应该怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，要切切仰望神的日子的来到。
So Peter tells us, since all these will happen and will come to pass, then how should we live in holy conduct and godliness?
感谢主，上这周弟兄的交通借着哈巴谷书告诉我们，一人必因信得生。
We thank the Lord last week through our brother's sharing, he shared from the book of Habakkuk, saying the righteous will live by faith.
那时候犹大国正在艰难的时候，巴比伦帝国这样的强大，他们就要来征服犹大，要犹太国要把犹太人掳到巴比伦去。
And at that time, Judah was in such a predicament that the strong Babylonian Empire was about to conquer them and to take them captive.
但是主告诉哈巴谷，他这样的启示哈巴谷说，一人必因信得生。
Yet the Lord gave a revelation to Habakkuk, that the righteous shall live by faith.
而且希伯来书还告诉我们说，还有一点点的时候，那要来了就来，并不迟延。一人若退后，主的心就不喜悦。然而我们却不是退后入沉沦的，乃是有信心以至于灵魂得救的。
And yet the book of Hebrews says, the one who will come, who is coming will come, and he will not delay. And yet we need to, the righteous shall live by faith.And we are, if anyone shrinks back, the Lord is not delightful of him. Yet we are not those who shrink back.
我们如何能够不退后，如何能够往前呢？
So how can we prevent shrinking back and yet keep on pressing forward?
我们是靠着主的恩典蒙召的人。
We are called by his grace.
我们蒙召的主召我们的三部曲就是称义、成圣。
And the three stages how he calls us is through our justification, our sanctification, and glorification.
上周弟兄交通到称义。
Last week, our brother shared about justification.
今天我们一起来思想成圣。
And today we want to think about this matter of sanctification.
我们愿意从三方面来思想成圣。
We want to discuss this matter in three areas.
头一方面，我们一起来看什么是圣。
Firstly, we need to see what is holy.
第二方面，我们如何对付罪，而且胜过罪。
Secondly, how can we deal with sin and overcome sin?
第三方面，怎样过一个成圣的生活。
And thirdly, how can we live a sanctified life?
好，什么样是圣呢？
First of all, what is holiness?
我们中文的翻译的圣哈，那这其实常常用圣洁这个词。
In Chinese, they often say this phrase, pure and holy.
所以刚才我们念的圣经在彼得前书，这样说：那招你们的既是圣洁的，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上说：你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Such is the translation earlier in First Peter, saying, the Lord is pure and holy, and he who calls you is holy. So therefore, behave in such a way that's pure and holy.
呀，中文的这个圣后面加了一个洁字。
And so the Chinese always add this holy, pureness or cleanliness after holy.
或者是无罪的那个意思。
Or it means without sin.
但是事实上原文只有圣这个字。
Yet the original text, just like English, only says holy.
所以讲到圣经上的圣，或者是我们常讲的有圣父、圣子、圣灵。还有圣经，对不对？
So we say Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, Holy Bible.
还有圣地、圣城、圣殿、圣名。
We say Holy Land, Holy Temple, Holy People, etc.
Yeah, 圣日还有圣徒这些。
Even we say Holy Saints, or Holy Days.
那什么是圣呢？
But what is holy?
圣至少有两方面的意思。
There are at least two aspects of its meaning.
原文里面那个圣经的圣，事实上是讲到分别。
And first of all, when the Bible talks about holiness, it talks about a separation.
是与什么分别呢？
What is it being separated from?
是与地分别，与世界分别。
It is to be separated from the land, from the world.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕，叫他离开本地、本族、父家，要到神所指示他的地方去。
When God first called Abraham, calling him to depart from his people, his nation, his father's house, to go to a place where he has appointed.
亚伯拉罕那时候叫亚伯兰，他就成了第一个希伯来人。
Abraham at that time became the first Hebrew.
希伯来是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be a Hebrew?
就是一个过河之人。
The original meaning just means he who has crossed over the river.
河是哪一条河？
Which river?
就是伯拉大河，或者圣经上讲的叫大河哈，就是幼发拉底河
，which is the great river Parath, which is the river Euphrates.
那这过河是什么意思
？What does it mean to cross over the river？
因为亚伯拉罕原来住在乌尔
，because Abram before lived in Ur.
过河就是离开了乌尔
，and to cross the river means to leave the city Ur.
乌尔就代表这个世界
，this Ur means it represents the world.
圣就是说要离开这个世界，跟这世界有分别。
And to be holy means that we need to depart from the world and to be separated from it.
那亚伯拉罕这样一路跟随神，后来神就赐给他割礼。
And Abraham followed the Lord all the way until the Lord gave him this matter of circumcision.
割礼是什么意思
？What is circumcision?
割礼也是一个分别。
It is also a separation.
是要把肉体。来分别，然后呢，要把这个人归给神的意思。
It is to be separated from our flesh, and so that our body can be presented, consecrated to the Lord.
那后来，神带以色列人出埃及是什么意思呢
？And later on, the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
就是要与世界有分别。
And also, it means to be separated from the world.
他们过了红海，他们就再也回不去了。
And they crossed over the Red Sea, and they cannot go back.
他们与这世界分别，他们就往前走，他们就要进到神所应许的迦南美地。
And they can only be separated, turn their back against the world, and press on forward towards Canaan.
神在西乃山上颁布律法。
And on Mount Sinai, he gave them the commandments.
有给他们十条诫命，是什么意思呢
？And gave them 10 commandments and the law of Moses. What does that mean?
就是要让他们与世界分别。
And that is also to have a separation from the world.
所以神说，我要让你们成为祭司的国度，
属
神的子民。
My desire is for you to be a nation of priests, a holy people.
我们记得摩西第一次遇见神的时候，神怎么说
？We remember when God met Moses at the first time.
神说。把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
God says, "Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground."
Oh, 何等感谢主
！Oh, how we thank the Lord.
我们的脚本来都是踩在这个世界上，这属地的事情上。
Our feet used to step on the things of the world.
但我们遇见神的时候，神叫我们把脚上的鞋脱下来。
Yet when we meet the Lord, He asks us to remove our sandals.
就是让我们能够与这个世界能够有分别，因为我们要站在圣地，就是这个与世界有分别是属神的地方。
So that we can be separated from the world and to stand on the place where God belongs.
感谢主，他分别我们，要归给神做祭司的国度。做圣洁的国民。
We thank the Lord that He has separated us so that we can be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以圣徒是怎么样的一批人呢
？So what are those who are holy people？
我们如果去博物馆哈，我们看到以前中世纪的这些图画的时候，你就可以看到很多画圣徒的时候呢，他的头的上面有个光环。
If you go to any museum, you see all the icons from the mid centuries.From the Middle Ages, all the depictions of saints are the ones with a halo around their head.
是，那但是这却不是圣经上讲这个圣徒或者是这个成圣的子民的意思。
But that is not a depiction of saints in the Bible or the holy people as God describes.
圣经上讲的圣徒是与这世界有分别，是在这个世界却不属于这世界的一批人。
The saints that the Bible refers to are those who have separated from the world, who live in the world yet not of the world.
我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们理当把自己归给神啊，然后呢，理当与这世界有分别。
And we who have been saved by His grace, we ought to give ourselves to Him and to be separated from the world.
主说：“我要从埃及招出我的儿子来。”
The Lord says, "I will call my people out of Egypt."
招出我的儿子来。
To call my sons out of Egypt.
我们都是神的儿子。
And we are all become children of God.
我们以前住在世界的。
We used to live in the world.
我们得救以后，我们就被召来离开这个世界。
After we are saved, we are called out of the world.
所以前一阵子，我们好几位弟兄跟我们交通到世界，要叫我们不要爱世界。
So a few weeks ago, many brothers has been sharing about this matter of the world that we shall not love the world.
不要爱世界是何等荣耀的一个思想。
What a glorious thought.
不是苦哈哈的说我这个也不能做那个也不能做。
It is not to be bitter and to be miserable saying, I cannot do this anymore or that.
不是那埃及的旁边的那个肉锅有多香。
Not to think how tasty was the meat in Egypt.
乃是要看到在基督里面有何等的甘甜何等的丰盛。
But to see the sweetness and the beauty and the abundance in Christ.
我们在住在神的殿中他的肥甘叫我们知足。
And how all the supply in his temple will satisfy us fully.
好，这是第一方面圣的意思。
So this is the first matter, the first meaning of holy.
就是要与世要有分别。
That is to be separated.
第二方面呢，这个圣呢，就是跟圣的中文的圣经翻的意思比较接近，就是圣洁，就是洁净，就是没有罪恶。
And the second part is.Similar to what the Chinese translates, that is sinless, that is pure.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书四章也告诉我们说，神的旨意就是要让你们成为圣洁，远避原形。
And therefore, in First Thessalonians, it says, this is the will of God, that you may be sanctified, that is to abstain from sexual immorality.
要成为圣洁，远避淫行，而且第七节也告诉我们说，神召我们，本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
And verse 7 says, For God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification.
所以圣洁的另一方面的意思，就是完全的无罪，完全的干净。 完全的洁净，像神一样。
So another meaning of holy is to be completely sinless, completely pure and clean.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为神是全然公义，他不能容忍罪。
Because God, He is altogether holy, and He cannot tolerate sin.
我们要追求圣洁，因为人非圣洁就不能见主。
And we need to pursue after holiness or godliness. Without holiness, we cannot see God.
我们要靠着主的宝血来到主的面前，因为是主的宝血洁净了我们。
And we need to come before the Lord by the precious blood of the Lord. And because it is only by His blood that He can cleanse us.
一个有罪的人到神面前就会被神击杀。
And anyone who has sinned that come before the Lord will be struck down by the Lord.
但是感谢主，主的宝血已经在父的面前为我们说出了美言。
But we thank the Lord that His precious blood speaks a better word for us before the Father.
让我们可以成为圣洁。
That we can become holy.
可以来蒙主悦纳。
That we can be pleased by the Lord.
好，这是我们的地位。
And this is our position.
但是我们怎么样子能够真正的来也让这个圣洁成为我们的生命呢？
But how can we live out that reality in our life?
我们要进到今天交通的第二部分。
Then we need to come to the second point of today's sharing.
就是要对付罪，而且要胜过罪。
And we need to deal with sin and to overcome sin.
罗马书告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，罪的工价就是死，所以人会死，是因为人有罪。
And Romans tell us we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. Because we sinned, therefore we will all die.
当人犯罪以后，神就来审判。
But after we have sinned, God had brought in His judgment.
在旧约的时候，神也多次的用瘟疫来审判。
In the Old Testament, God uses pestilence very often, as part of His judgment.
为什么会有瘟疫呢？
How come we have this kind of pandemic?
因为人犯了罪。
Because man has sinned.
所以我们在主面前要悔改，求主赦免，来求主施怜悯。
So we all ought to confess our sins and repent before the Lord that He will have mercy on us.
我们知道这一次全球的疫情是一种新型的冠状病毒引起的。
We know the pandemic that we're facing right now globally is due to this new coronavirus.
这个病毒哈，那个英文的翻译是 virus， 那拉丁文的意思就是 poison， 就是毒，有毒的意思。
This word virus actually began from a Latin word which means poison.
所以中文翻得很好，我不晓得谁翻的。
I don't know who translated it into Chinese, but I thought it was very good.
它叫病毒，就是有毒的。
Because the literal translation is a poison that causes disease.
这不是很好吗？这病毒一个有毒的东西，它让你生病。
And it is a poison. It's a very accurate translation that it is a poisonous disease.
那这个病毒啊，跟罪很像。
And this virus actually is very similar to sin.
因为这个病毒很小哈，你用肉眼看不见，其实用光学的显微镜也看不见，只有在电子显微镜下才能够看得到。
Because this virus is actually very, very small. You cannot see it with naked eye. You cannot see it even with optical microscope. You can only see it with electric microscope.
然后呢，这病毒呢，感染一个人以后呢，它不会一下子好像这个人就生病了。
And as soon as somebody receives the virus, it doesn't mean that he will become sick right away.
但是他就过一段潜伏期以后呢，这个病征就出现了。
But there is an incubation period. Afterward, the symptoms might start to appear.
那这个症状可能会越来越严重，可能要住院，甚至呢，到加护病房呢，甚至加上呼吸器呢，甚至加上 ECMO 呢，最后这个很严重的人可能还是会死。
And the symptom might become worse and worse. The disease can become more severe, and he will need to be hospitalized. And even more, he might go into ICU and to be put on a
ventilator,
and even the
ECMO.
Even that sometimes is too severe for the person that might cause him to die.
圣经怎么告诉我们是罪呢？对罪，圣经的定义是什么
？But what is the Bible's description of sin？
他说：“私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。”
He says, "When lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is completed, it gives it leads to death.
哦，这跟病毒是不是很像呢？
Isn't that very similar to virus?
而且呢，罪还有一个特性。
And there's another character of sin.
哎，罪跟这个病毒，罪跟病毒一样，都会传染的。
And it's just like the virus, it's infectious.
圣经告诉我们说，罪有一人入了世界，死又是从罪而来。
The Bible says sin entered the world through one man, and death come from sin.
我想请问大家，今天全球的疫情哈，全球冠状病毒的疫情这么严重哈，然后呢，现在全球已经有超过1100万个人感染，而且呢，有超过52万的人死亡。
And I want to ask all of you, today the global pandemic is so severe, over 11 million people have been infected, over 520,000 people had died.
哎，这个才几个月的时间而已。
And it's only been a few months.
请问最初的时候有几个人得了这个病毒？
And let me ask you, from the very very beginning, how many people became sick from it?
有多少人呢？
How many people do you think?
只有一个人。
Only one person.
只有一个人，这个不应该在人身上的冠状病毒跑到人身上，那今天就有超过1100万人感染，超过52万人死亡，故事还没有结束。
And this virus that was not supposed to infect men infected one person in the world, and through this one person is spread out throughout the whole globe until 11 million were infected and 520,000 died.
罪由一人入了世界，死又是从罪而来。
And therefore God says sin entered the world through one man and death came from sin.
所以我们每个人对病毒这个态度很重要，我们每个人对罪的态度更重要。
It is important that we have the right attitude towards this virus, but it is even more crucial that we have the right attitude towards sin.
哦，我们看到好多好多的人哈，他们特别在美国哈，你知道美国疫情会这么为什么这么严重吗？
And especially here in America, you know why the pandemic, the situation is so bad?
美国只有全世界不到5%的人口，但是呢，感染病毒是25%。
America only have 5% of the world population, yet it has 25% of all that are infected in the world.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为太多人说我要自由，政府不能来管我。
Because so many people say we want freedom, we do not want any rules from the government.
我爱做什么就做什么。
I will do whatever I want to.
你们为什么要一定要？要管我呢
？Why do you have such regulations against me？
如果我们对罪的态度也是这样
，But if we have that same attitude towards sin,
这个世界，难怪这个世界充满了许多的罪。
And no wonder this world is filled with sin.
哦，求主怜悯这个国家。
Lord, may the Lord have mercy on this country.
求主怜悯我们每个人。
May the Lord have mercy on all of us.
让我们对罪何等的敏感，而且要。拒绝罪，要对付罪。
May we be so sensitive against sin that we will deal with it, that we will reject it.
这个瘟疫这么严重，然后怎么能够结束呢
？This pandemic is so severe. How can it be brought to an end?
大家的生活什么时候才会回到正常
？How can our lives be to go back to normal?
哎，那科学家告诉我们说，现在正有很多的疫苗在研究。
The scientists tell us that they are developing many different kinds of vaccines.
也许在年底之前呢，就会有有效的疫苗会出来。
Some say perhaps even before the end of the year that an effective vaccine will come out.
如果以后我们疫苗出来，我们打疫苗就不会受病毒的感染。
And if the successful vaccine is developed, then we take the vaccine and we will not be infected.
所以我们虽然现在情形很糟，但是我们里面还有一个盼望。
And even though it is really bad right now, but we still have this hope.
哎，但是上个礼拜听到一个消息，哎，心里面又凉了一点。
But then last week I heard another news which caused my heart to sink a little more.
因为专家告诉我们，就算疫苗出来。也不是百分之百有效。
And because the expert came out to say, even if the vaccine comes out, it will not be 100% effective.
也许只有70%-80%，最多70%-80%对这个病毒有效。
The person says, at the most, it will be 70% or 80% effective.
哦、oh, ，这个让我们的心又好像受到一点浇了一盆冷水。
As if it's another bucket of cold water.
但是要我要告诉大家一个好消息。
But I do want to share a good news.
罪的疫苗已经有了。
We already have a vaccine against sin.
而且这罪的疫苗是百分之百有效。
And it is 100% effective.
哦，这个罪的疫苗就是主耶稣的宝血。
And the vaccine against sin is the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
虽然罪的工价就是死，但是我们在主耶稣基督的宝血里面，我们可以得蒙救赎。
Even though the wages of sin is death, but under the precious blood of Jesus, we can be saved.
约翰告诉我们说，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。但是我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义，因为主耶稣基督的血要洗净一切的罪。
John says, if anyone says he has not sinned, he is a liar and denies Jesus. But anyone who confesses his sin, his precious blood is effective and will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以我们要认罪，要悔改，要让主耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。那主耶稣的宝血是百分之百有功效的。
So we need to confess our sins, to repent, and to come under the precious blood of Jesus, which is 100% effective against our sins.
我们不仅要对付罪，我们还要胜过罪。
Not only we need to deal with sin, but we also need to overcome sin.
主耶稣的宝血就把一个胜过这罪的生命赐给我们。
And he has already given us this life that has already overcome sin.
如何胜过罪呢？
How can we overcome sin?
一定要神的生命才能够胜过罪。
Only the life of God Himself can overcome sin.
因为神的生命是不会犯罪，而且不能犯罪的。
Because God's life is holy, He cannot sin and He will not sin.
要怎么得着圣洁呢？
How can we be holy?
只有圣洁的生命才能够活出圣洁的生活。
Only if we have the holy life, then we can live out a life that is holy.
所以要得到这个圣洁的生命是最关键的。
So the most key point is to receive a life that is already holy.
不晓得有没有人去过西雅图哈
？I don't know if any of you have been to Seattle.
那边有一个地方叫鱼梯。
There is a place called a salmon ladder.
是鲑鱼的那个梯子哈，是怎么一回事呢
？And it is a salmon ladder. What does that mean?
因为鲑鱼呢，它是在大海里面，这个是成长的大鱼是在海里面，但是它要产卵的时候呢，它必须要回到河流的里面，意思就是要从咸水到淡水的里面，所以它要从海里面游到河里面，然后沿着河流一直一直游往上游呢，到上游那边去产卵。
And this salmon, who adult salmon lives in the ocean, lives in salt water. But when they need to spawn, they need to swim back in the river against the current, all the way up to the upper reaches of the river and lay spawn in a clear gravel bed.
这个过程呢，这个整个旅程呢，可能是上百公里，甚至上千公里。
Sometimes they have to travel over hundreds, even thousands of miles.
经过激流。经过浅滩，还有经过许多的石头，然后呢，从逆流往上，一直游到那个河流的那个源头那里。
They will swim against many strong currents, even waterfalls, and even through many dangers and rocks until they can reach up to the upper reaches of the river.
只有活的鱼才能够逆流而上。
Only a live fish can swim against the current.
如果一条鱼死了，你把它丢在河里面，它一定是随波逐流。
If you have a dead fish, then you throw it in the river, it will definitely just go with the current.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们有神圣洁的生命在我们的里面。
We have a life that is holy, that is of God.
虽然这世界的环境是险恶的
，Even though all the world and the circumstances we're in are difficult and dangerous.
是带我们往下游走，是带我们下沉，叫我们进入堕落的。
And every current is trying to bring us downward, bring us into corruption.
但是感谢主，一个活的鱼，它是可以逆流而上的。
But we thank and praise the Lord, a live fish can swim against the current.
而且大家有没有发现一件有意思的事
？And I don't know if you have discovered this interesting fact.
就算有一滩很脏的水
，that if you have a really dirty puddle of water.
你把那个鱼钓上来以后
，and you catch a live fish，
你切开来，里面的鱼肉是白的
，and you can catch a fish in the dirty water， you open it up， the meat is still very clean。
但是如果这条鱼死了
But if you caught a dead fish,
你把它丢到一个脏水里面
or you put a dead fish in the puddle of dirty water,
过一会它的肉就是脏的
very quickly it will become spoiled.
这就是为什么我们可以在世界却不属于世界，因为我们有主耶稣基督这样一个圣洁的生命。
This is why we can be in the world but not of the world, because we have the life that is holy, that is of Jesus.
另外如何胜过罪呢？
Another way, how can we overcome sin?
就是要逃避罪。
That is, we need to flee from sin.
我们虽然有这个圣洁的生命在我们的里面，可是我们周围的环境常常是一个罪恶的世界。
Even though we have a holy life within us, yet all the environments around us is a sinful world.
有时候一些不好的想法就会进到我们的思想里面，那我们怎么办呢？
Very often, involuntarily even, some bad thoughts will enter into our mind.
我以前受的教导是这样，我听了也觉得也很有道理。
Before I've heard this teaching, and I thought it was very useful or make sense.
Yeah. 就是哈，有时候我们在路上走。
Is that if you were just walking on in the street?
然后呢，天上有鸟在飞，然后呢，就有一只鸟不当心就这个拉屎就拉到你头上。
And a bird perhaps will fly by, and by any chance, a bird might poop on your head.
所以我以前受的教导是什么呢
？And so what I was taught before，
他说哈，你不能够防止天空的飞鸟不在你头上拉屎，可是呢，你可以让这个鸟不在你的头上筑巢。
He says you might not be able to prevent bird from pooping on your head, but you can prevent it from making a nest in your head.
哎，这个我想很有道理嘛。
And I thought that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, 你如果让那个鸟要住到你的这个头上，在你上面筑巢，然后你整天想的就是这些罪恶的事情。
If you allow the bird to build a nest on your head, then that means you allow him to dwell there, and to all day long you're thinking about sin.
所以我们一定不能让鸟在我们头上筑巢。
So、we definitely cannot allow these birds to build a nest on our head.
哎，但是我最近发觉这样还不够。
But recently I discovered that's not even enough.
要怎么样呢
？What do we need to do?
你要远离飞鸟。
We need to stay away from the bird.
如果你跑到一个地方是这个天空很常常有很多的鸟
，If you go to a place where there is always bird over your head.
那你自己鸟在你头上拉屎，那是自找的，对不对
？And every day you have bird poop on your head, then you are in pretty bad situation.
箴言告诉我们：人若怀里揣火，衣服岂能不烧呢？人若在火炭上走，脚岂能不烫呢？亲近邻舍之妻的也是如此，凡挨近他的，不免受罚。
In Proverb, it says, Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Or can a man walk on hot coals and his feet not be scorched? So is the one who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will not go unpunished.
圣经上有一个非常非常好的例子。
And there is a really good example the Bible gave us.
就是约瑟。
That is Joseph.
当约瑟被卖到波提法家的时候，波提法就是他的主人，把一切他家所有的都交在约瑟的手中，除了自己所吃的饭，别的事一概不知。
When Joseph was sold unto a Potiphar, and Potiphar became his master, he was doing well that his master gave Joseph everything in his household. It was recorded that Potiphar did not concern himself with anything except with the food he ate.
圣经上讲说约瑟。原来秀雅俊美，然后呢，约瑟的主人的妻子以目送情给约瑟说：“你与我同寝吧。”
And so, and it was recorded that Joseph was handsome in form and appearance, and it came about that his master's wife looked with desire at Joseph and says, "Lie with me."
约瑟不从，说：“我怎能做这大恶，得罪神呢？”
Yet.Joseph rejected her, saying, "How can I do such a great evil and sin against God?"
那波提法的妻天天的来对约瑟说，约瑟却不听从他。
And Potiphar's wife spoke with Joseph day after day, yet he will not listen to her.
约瑟说，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
Joseph says, "How could I do this great evil and sin against God?"
约瑟可能可以说，做这些事情没有人知道。
Joseph,
而且不是我自愿的。
Joseph may argue to say, "Oh, no one will know about this, and I even do this involuntarily."
但是约瑟一点都没有让罪 在他里面好像扎根哈。
And yet Joseph would not allow sin to enter into him and take root at all.
有一天，当这个波提法妻子又要来引诱他的时候，抓住他的衣服，然后呢，约瑟就逃跑了。
And one day when Potiphar's wife came into to him and tried to take him, and grab hold onto his garment, and he fled away.
就这样，约瑟就被下到监里面。
And because of that, he was cast into prison again.
很不公平，对不对？
You may feel that it is very unfair.
但是感谢主，约瑟他没有让罪在他身上有一点点的余地。
But we thank the Lord, Joseph would not allow sin to have any place in his life.
大家有没有想到，如果约瑟没有下到监牢，他就不可能当到埃及的宰相。
I don't know if you have thought about this. If he was not kept, casted into prison, then he would not become the second in command of Egypt.
我们愿意主来在我们的里面来提醒我们
，and how we need the Lord to remind us，
叫我们要胜过罪，就要逃避罪
，and we need to overcome sin and to flee from sin。
讲到这个病毒哈
，and to talk about this virus again，
其实不是这样嘛
？Is it not the same？
啊，那我们。知道说要多洗手，要戴口罩，还要与人保持一个安全的距离。
We know this. We need to wash hands often. We need to wear a mask in public. We need to keep a safe distance.
我们对病毒要有这样的一个提醒，要有这样的一个警觉。
And we need to have such a guard against the virus.
我们对罪岂不更应该警醒，要警觉吗
？How should we not even more so have a guard against sin?
另外。你知道罪为什么可以在人身上工作？为什么病毒可以感染人吗
？You know why virus can infect men?
因为这个人身上的细胞有一个接受器。
Because in the cell of man there is a receptor.
所以当病毒要侵扰的时候呢，这里应外合，这个病毒就进来了。
When the virus comes in, there is a receptor that we will receive the virus in. Then we become infected.
主耶稣说：“世界在我里面一无所有。”
Yet the Lord Jesus says, "The world has nothing in me."
所以世界不能进到主耶稣的里面。
And、therefore, the world was not able to enter into Jesus.
所以我们要把自己来献给神。
So we ought to also offer ourselves to God.
要拒绝，不仅是要拒绝罪的思想，拒绝成为罪的奴仆，还要把自己来让在神的手中。
We need to reject all the sinful thoughts. We need to reject becoming a slave of sin, but we also need to offer ourselves to God.
圣经教导我们说男就是弟兄哈，包括我自己，很容易犯的罪就是发怒。
And for brothers, even myself included, one sin that we are very susceptible, very easy to commit is to be angry.
所以保罗教导我们：“我愿男人无愤怒、无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。”
Therefore, Paul says, "I want men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath or dissension."
对姐妹，圣经说：“愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。”
And he speaks of sisters. Likewise, I want women to adorn themselves withproper clothing, modestly and discreetly, not with braided hair or gold, or pearl or costly garments.
我们需要把自己来让在主的手中。
And we all need to surrender ourselves into God's hand.
我们需要主来保守我们，能够远离罪恶，而且要能保守。
We need the Lord to keep us, to stay away from sin.
要把自己当成义的器具来献给神，而不是当成罪的器具。来受魔鬼的利用
that we may consecrate ourselves as instruments of righteousness and not give ourselves unto the devil as instruments of sin.
我们的圣洁需要蒙主保守
and the Lord needs to keep us to be holy.
我愿意很快讲一件事。
We want to quickly mention an example.
我们知道在这几十年里面呢，当代。可能最在美国最有名的歌星哈，女的歌手是一位歌手叫做 Whitney Houston。
perhaps in recent years, one of the most successful singer or female singer is a person called Whitney Houston.
她小时候呢是在诗班长大，她的妈妈也是福音的歌手。
She grew up in a choir, and even her mother was a gospel singer.
后来呢，她就成名了，她成为歌星，她也成为演员。
And later on, she became very famous singer and actor.
她得过无数的奖，然后呢，根据包括这个格拉美奖，然后根据金氏的世界纪录，她是当代得奖最多的女艺人。
She was very well received, and she had won many awards, including Grammys. According to the Guinness World Records, she was the most awarded female singer of all times.
大家都很喜欢她。
And everyone loves her songs.
因为她有一个很好的家庭，也在一个很好的，在一个敬畏主的家庭里面长大。
Because she grew up in a lovely family, in a godly family.
她29岁的时候结婚，嫁一个人叫做 Bobby Brown。
When she was 29 years old, she married to a person called Bobby Brown.
新闻怎么报道呢？
And the news at that time reported,
说一个好女孩嫁了一个坏男孩。
Saying a good girl married a bad boy.
哦，这是何等不幸的事情。
And how unfortunate.
后来她被家暴，她要染上毒瘾，她就酗酒。
And because of that, she became a victim of domestic violence, and she became addicted to drugs and alcohol.
15年以后就离婚。
And she divorced after 15 years.
然而毒瘾和酒精在她身上的捆绑，她都没有办法除去。
And yet even after the divorce, she was continued troubled by her addiction of drugs and alcohol.
2012年，她在比利佛山庄的希尔顿酒店死于因为吸毒引起的溺水的意外。
In 2012, she died of drowning because of intoxication in Hilton Beverly Hills.
那时候她只有48岁。
And she was only 48 years old.
哦，真的是叫人很伤心，很难过，觉得非常可惜。
And it was such a sad and pitiful story.
所以我们真是要保守，而且要竭力保守神所赐给我们这样一个圣洁的生命。
So we all...As an example, needs to keep with all our might this holiness that God has given us.
我很喜欢我们的诗歌当中的91首。
And I really like hymn 91 in our hymn book.
那首诗歌叫《全能赐在血》。
And it's, the name is Power in the Blood.
第一节讲到，你愿意脱离罪恶的重担吗？全能在血，你愿意胜过罪恶的辖制吗？全能在血，奇妙的全能是在血。
Stanza 1 says, Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood. Would you over evil a victorious win? There is power, wonderful power in the blood.
第三节就讲到说，你愿意洁净如雪一般吗？全能是在血。
Verse 3 says, Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There is power in the blood.
第四节说，你愿侍奉圣洁的君王吗？全能是在血。你愿天天都欢乐歌唱吗？奇妙的全能是在血。
Verse 4 says, Would you do service for Jesus your King? Would you live daily his praises to sing? There is power in the blood.
哦，感谢主，主的宝血是有功效的。
We thank the Lord, His precious blood is effective.
它不仅能够洗净我们一切的罪，主也给我们一个圣洁的生命，一个有能力的生命，奇妙的全能在主的宝血。
Not only He can cleanse us from sin, but He also gives us power to overcome sin. There is wonderful power in the blood.
好，我们要进到最后一部分。
And then we enter into the last part.
一个成圣的生活。
A sanctified life.
我们的得救，我们灵的得救，称义啊，是我们得救的时候，灵就得救了。
When we were saved, we were reckoned as righteous, and our spirit was saved.
但是我们成圣，却是我们一生的一个过程。
But to be sanctified is a lifelong journey.
我不晓得，当我们听到这样的话，神这个全能的神，宇宙主宰，告诉我们说。你要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你心里面怎么想
？I don't know how you feel when you hear that the God of all universe, the Master of all creation, says, "Be holy, for I am holy."
你是很高兴呢，还是有点害怕？你是觉得充满盼望呢，还是觉得这个不可能
Are you very joyful hearing that, or are you full of fear? Are you full of hope, or do you think that it's impossible?
假设今天我们的神是一个老师哈，然后他开了一门课，他跟你讲说，我这门课叫做圣，我要成圣的一门课。那这门课呢，不是打分数的哈，只有及格跟不及格。
If our God were a professor and he opens this class saying the class is called sanctification and it's only a pass-fail class.
然后呢他却告诉你说哈，及格的标准是100分，如果你考99分你就被当掉了。
And then he says the standard of passing is 100 perfect score. If you get a 99 then it's a failing grade.
请问你会修这门课吗？
Then would you elect to choose that class?
请问你觉得你会及格吗？
Do you think you will pass?
感谢主哈，我自己是完全没有把握。
We thank the Lord because even myself, I am completely without confidence.
但是感谢主，那招你们的啊，既是信实的，他必成就这事。
But we thank the Lord, He who calls you is faithful, and He will bring you to pass.
啊，有时候我们会觉得神何等的伟大。
And how great is our God?
他把你和我这样一个不像样的人，一个不堪的罪人，他要把我们制作成像他儿子一样。
His desire is to bring you and I, such wretched sinners, to be molded to be just like his son.
他要一点一滴的改变我们，要我们像他。
He wants to change us little by little so that we can become like him.
不是一半像他，
not
不是百分之九十像他。
Not to be like him 90%,
是要百分之百的像他。
But to be 100% completely like him.
哦，这是何等荣耀的思想。
And what a glorious thought.
启示录告诉我们说，到末后的时候呢，会有两种人。
In the book of Revelation, it tells us at the end of time, there are two type of people.
一种人呢，他是在额头上有一个兽的印记，这样就可以做买卖。
One group of people, they have a mark on their forehead of the number of the beast.
他们可以做买卖。
And so that they can buy or sell.
意思就是说，你没有兽的印记在额头上呢，就不能做买卖。
It's saying that if you do not have this mark of the beast on your forehead, then you cannot buy or sell.
但是在启示录十四章里面告诉我们说，他见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人。都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
Yet the very next chapter, in chapter 14, John says, he saw again, behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of the Father written on their foreheads.
在最后22章讲说，以后再没有咒诅，城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上。
Even at the end, chapter 22 says, there will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads.
所以只有两种人。
So there are only two types of people.
一个是有兽的名字在他额上。
They either have the mark of the beast on their forehead,
一个是有神和羔羊的名在他的。
Or they have the name of the Father and the Lamb on the forehead.
哦，我们何等感谢主。
And how we thank the Lord.
他已经用宝血洗净我们。
He has already cleansed us by his precious blood.
他用圣灵在我们里面打上印记，认定我们是属他。
And Holy Spirit will also seal us with a seal that we will be holy unto God.
额上刻神的名字是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean to have the name of God engraved on our head?
就是要归耶和华为圣。
Means we are holy unto God.
保罗告诉我们说，要将身体献上，当作活祭。
Paul tells us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
To be holy and acceptable to God.
哦，我们可以把自己来献给神。
That we can offer ourselves to Him.
我们可以有神的印记在我们身上。
We can be sealed by His engraving.
在我们生活里面，我们怎么样实行呢？
And how can we practice this in our life?
很简单。
It's very simple.
就是在家人面前，在同事面前，在 朋友面前，在同学面前，公开的承认我们是基督徒，我们是属神。
That before our family, before our friends, our co-workers, before the world, we can openly confess of the name of Jesus, to confess that we belong to God.
不要做一个隐藏的基督徒。
Do not be a hidden underground Christian.
乃是要在众人面前来承认我们是基督徒，然后 有一个荣耀的一个荣耀刚强的见证。
But confess the name of the Lord Jesus openly and to have a testimony before him.
另外，光光说我们是基督徒还不够，对不对？
But also it's not enough only to confess that we are Christian, we're called Christians.
我们要分别为圣，奉献给神，过一个圣洁的生活。
We need to be wholly set apart, consecrated to the Lord to live a holy life.
保罗的教导非常的简单。
Paul's teaching is very simple.
他说我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
That we need to shed the old self and to put on a new self.
你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，不要生气，不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，不可给魔鬼留地步。
You need to without any lie to each to his neighbor. We need to be even angry without sin. Do not let the sun set on your anger.
不可给魔鬼留地步。
Do not leave any room for the devil.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经事。
He who stole, steal no longer, and to labor and for good work.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见人得益处。
Let no unwholesome words proceed from your mouth, but only such word which is good for edification according to the need of the moment.
不要叫圣灵担忧，因为你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by which you were sealed for the day of redemption.
我们何等感谢主。
How we thank the Lord.
他把一切成圣的道路都指给我们。
He has already shown us the path to sanctification.
让我们能够来跟随他
，so that we can follow him.
让有时候我们犯错，神也会管教我们。
And sometimes we do sin, and the Lord will discipline us.
但是神怎么说呢
？But what does the Lord says?
他说：“主所爱的，他必管教。
”He says he will discipline those whom he loves.
为什么呢？因为这样子管教要叫我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
So that if we endure his discipline as he deals with sons, so that it is best for us, that we can share in his holiness.
在疫情当中，我想我们都在家里面跟家人朝夕相处哈。那我想请问大家，夫妻的关系、父母的关系。跟儿女的关系是变好呢还是变坏
？And during this time of pandemic, we're all staying home, spending daily time with our family. Let me ask you: Is your relationship with your spouse, with your parents, with your children, did it become better or did it become worse?
我听过这样的话哈，就是前一阵在中国疫情很严重，而且封城了好久。
And I heard this news that back in China.Back few months ago, because of the severity of the pandemic, the many cities were shut down completely.
这个封城解禁以后，很多人想做的第一件事情是什么呢？不是上馆子去吃饭，不是去理发。
And after the lockdown was relieved, many people, the first thing they did was not to go to a restaurant, not go to a barber shop.
你知道他们第一件事情去做，有些人啊哈去做什么
？Some people, the first thing they did, do you know what it was?
去办离婚。
It was to go get a divorce certificate.
希望我们这个是反映在世界上的情形，但是在圣徒当中我们是希望不要这样，而且刚刚还有相反哈，因为借着这疫情主来制作我们，让我们跟家人的关系更好才对。
And、that's the condition of the world, but during this time as saints of God, may we be dealt with by the Lord.And that our relationship with our family will actually improve.
我们在这疫情当中跟主的关系是远了呢，还是近了
？At the same time, our relationship with the Lord, are we closer to Him during this time or farther from Him?
我们现在有很多的时间，我们是把时间花在看网络、看新闻上面，还是更多时间可以花在主的身上？
Now we have all kinds of time. Do we use this time to read the news, or to serve the internet, or do we spend some time to read His words?
但愿我们花时间在主的身上。
May we truly spend time in the Lord.
教会有许多网上的聚会，我们都能够参加，跟弟兄姐妹有交通。
And we have many online gatherings. May we all participate and fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那这样子，我们会在这疫情当中得益处。
And this way, we can actually have a gain during this pandemic.
我们跟弟兄姐妹的关系是远的呢，还是近的
？What about our relationship with brothers and sisters?
前一阵子我听到一些见证，我非常感动。
And I heard some testimonies that I was very touched by.
有位弟兄生了很严重的病，还正在治疗。
And there's a brother who had very severe illness, and he's under treatment.
但是他却去看望，另外一位有跟他的姊妹一起去看望另外一个年长的姊妹。
Yet he still went with his wife to visit an elderly but a saint.
哦，我们的主何等的好。
How good is our God?
我们虽然没有办法来常常跟弟兄姐妹在一起
，Even though we cannot during this time to meet personally with brothers and sisters，
但是我们可以在祷告里面来纪念弟兄姐妹。
But we can pray for each other and remember each other。
如果主许可，我们也可以还是可以去看望。
If the Lord allows us, we can still visit them。
我最后讲一个见证。
And at the end, I want to share a testimony。
在五月的今年的5月21号，有一位传道人叫大卫·包森被他是一位很受敬重的圣经学者被主接去。
And this year, on May 21st, a very honorable Bible scholar called David Paulson was went to be with the Lord.
他服侍主60多年，在90岁的高龄安息主怀。
He served the Lord for over 60 years, and he died when he's 90 years old.
他说啊，以前在他服侍的地方，有一次有些人造谣来重伤他，说他被圣灵充满以后就再也不读圣经了。
He said there was one time, near the place where he was serving, some people spread rumors, really trying to hurt him, saying that he claimed that he is filled by the Holy Spirit and therefore he no longer needs to read the Bible.
啊，他非常的难过，他就跟主祷告说：“这样事情，你来给我伸冤吧。”
And he was very sad because it was not true at all. And he prayed to the Lord saying, Lord, may you bring out justice.
但是呢，主却告诉他说，
Yet the Lord answered him in his prayer.
说啊，他们知道你这些不好的哈，坏的地方，还不如我知道的多呢。
He says, all the fault that they're bringing out, all the fault that they know, is far less than what I know about you.
所以那这位弟兄他就笑了。
And he says, he immediately broke out in laughter.
他就知道说是自己的情形在主的面前。
Because he truly saw his condition before the Lord.
所以他写了一个自传，他的自传的副标题就是真相比你所写的更糟，就是我这个人的真相比这个写出来的情形你看的还要更糟糕。
So he wrote an autobiography saying, the title of the autobiography was not as bad as the truth.
谁会写自传用这样的标题呢
？Who will write an autobiography about himself with such a title？
是认识主且被主制作过的人。
Only someone who knows the Lord, who has been dealt by the Lord。
弟兄一生就是这样，从称义成圣到得荣耀的一生。
And this brother really went through the process of justification to be sanctified, and now he's glorified。
5月21号是什么日子
？Do you know what May 21st was？
是升天日。
It was the day of Ascension,
就是复活节以后第40天
，which is the 40 days after Easter.
啊，主用这种很奇妙的方式把他的仆人接走。
And the Lord was in this wonderful way and took away His servant.
这是一个何等美丽的见证
！What a beautiful testimony!
主耶稣升天的时候，有白衣的穿白衣的人说：“加利利人啊！”你们怎么为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们看见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来
？When the Lord ascended to heaven, they were standing there, and two men in white clothing were standing beside them, saying, "Men of Galilee, Why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him to go into heaven.
主来的时候，他要带着千万的圣者与他同来。
And when he comes, he will come with thousands of saints.
我们的弟兄会在其中，也愿我们每个人都在其中。
And our brother will be in their midst, and I hope all of us will be in their midst.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you and praise
you. Oh, 主啊，你不仅让我们称义，你还要要在这一生的道路当中，你让我们成圣，最后要得荣耀。
Not only you have justified us, but you will also sanctify us and even glorify us.
我们就把我们每个人让在主的手中。
So we want to submit ourselves into your hands.
让你把这成圣的这样荣耀的工作做成在我们每个人的里面。
So may you accomplish such a glorious work in us.
好叫你的名在我们每个人每个家在教会的当中得着荣耀。
That your name can be exalted and be glorified in our lives, in our family, in our gathering.
感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.